Well, Earth Day was first celebrated in 1970. I remember it. I didn't even know what it was. But by golly, it's caught on. 193 different countries around the world all celebrate Earth Day and are part of the Earth Day network. But for Texas, having one day is just not enough. So we have, well, three big days out at Fair Park, and one can argue this thing goes on for about a week. It is quite a celebration. Travel Crow in the other day talking about what he set in motion. And the man who's really got to take it forward going and out, you know, for the next several years is the CEO of EarthX. And he joins us right now, Tony Keene. It's good to have you with us.
How are you?
Pretty good. The EarthX is, I mean, first of all, for right now, for this weekend, I mean, this is three full days, jam-packed with all sorts of things, and what? Something over 100,000 people showing up in Fair Park?
Yeah, we're expecting about 150,000 people this weekend, and it's just very exciting, all the different component parts of this event. It's a huge environmental experience that is like no other in the country.
You just got here. I mean, you just started in January, so you're still sort of catching up. But, I mean, your real charge is taking this thing to the next level. I mean, you're going to be the 10th anniversary of EarthX next year, and it's going to be, what, the 50th anniversary of Earth Day?
That's correct.
Next year. So next year is going to be the big year.
Yes, yes.
So where do you, I mean, how much bigger? You've got, I mean, last year there were 700 exhibitors, 400 speakers, 2,000 environmental leaders. I mean, what else can you do with it?
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, what we have to look at is how do we make more impact? And so first off, what I want to be doing is kind of stabilizing the platform that's there so that we can become more efficient and more effective in what we're doing and how we're doing it. And then secondly, I'm trying to get it out so that we have much more of a year-round impact on the environmental issues and making sure that we're building a community around that. So one of the things, the new things that we're actually launching this year is called EarthX League, which is what I call a combination between an action platform and a community platform, all coming together so that we can reach out to all of our people on a regular basis throughout the year. Our exhibitors and our sponsors can do the same thing. It's an open platform. We have other nonprofits that will be on there as well. And it'll become literally the place for environmental conversations to take place.
I can't think of a better time for all this to be coming to a head either, because what, you know, almost 50 years ago was just sort of a bunch of tree huggers and, you know, most of the rest of us had no idea what was going on, has really become mainstream. I mean, my gosh, I was looking at full-page ads in the newspaper on, you know, on Monday celebrating Earth Day, and everybody seems to be buying in.
That's right. It's you know, the thing is I think people are starting to really realize that if we don't take care of our Earth, then nobody else is going to. And, you know, there's enough things that are going on that we have no control over in terms of natural disasters and the natural things. But there are things that we do every day that make a difference and can make a difference, either positive or negative. And that's up to us to decide and choose which one are we going to do. So if we can pick up litter and we can stop polluting different things or make a little less pollution into the air, use renewable energies, and try to do some things different, then it all makes a difference overall.
You know, it's really intriguing to see EarthX sort of bubble up and become the leader in this. I mean, as we were saying, this is the largest gathering in the world.
Yes.
And that puts a lot of burden on you. You've got to be the leader that everybody else has got to follow.
That's true. It's some, you know, big shoes to fill here, but I'm really up for the challenge and the opportunity. It's something that has been important to me a long time. I came out of, I've got 25 years of experience in the nonprofit industries, overseeing trade shows and expositions like this. Not to the same magnitude, but definitely there's a science to how you put on a trade show and an expo and a conference. And that's what I can bring to the table, as well as coming a lot out of the commercial building sector. Commercial building sector is responsible for a tremendous amount of the energy consumption in this country. So we've always dealt with different energy management programs like Energy Star for these commercial buildings, dealt with sustainability initiatives for these. So this is something that is, you know, is meaningful to me in the being able to make this type of a difference.
So talk to me about what I want to see this weekend with 7,000 exhibitors. I don't know. I'm probably not going to be seeing 7,000.
No, I was going to say, not 7,000, 700 exhibitors.
700. That's right. No, it's 150,000 people, yeah, 700
exactly.
Exhibitors.
But
I'm still probably going to see 700.
No, it's in multiple buildings around Fair Park, right there next to the Cotton Bowl. So there's just a tremendous amount of different opportunities to see. So it's all broken up into different areas, whether it be recycling or whether it be urbanism, sustainable furnishings, the fashion, and then we have also the wildlife and conservation, animal conservation programs. We have the other nonprofits that are dealing with energy, as well as the automobiles and alternative fuels.
Can't forget that.
Yeah. So we'll have almost 100 vehicles there, from electric and hybrids, alternative fuel. Toyota's bringing their hydrogen car. So we're going to see a tremendous amount of different types of things for people to see about what's possible. And that's what we need to be able to do, as well as a lot of interactive events. We're showing, we have a trailer there that's going to actually be recycling used tires on the spot, converting them into shoes then at the other end, flip-flops. So it'll be fun for kids to see that and adults.
It does sound like a lot of fun. Also, EarthX over the last several years has had an incredible ability to bring in a lot of speakers, and speakers that I thought were not necessarily friendly to the cause.
Well, that's the beauty of EarthX, is that it brings people together that normally would not come together. And nowhere else can that happen but here in Dallas, Texas. I mean, we can bring people with far right positions and far left positions and bring them together and have them exchange conversation, exchange ideas. Because what we want to see is impact in terms of, let's make some practical solutions to move forward. And that's what we can do. So we have lots of speaker opportunities in terms of, we have our banquets. So for example, on Thursday night, we're going to have Rick Perry open that up with an energy speech. We're going to have Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse being interviewed and have a good conversation around energy policy by Susan Eisenhower. Another banquet on Thursday night, we'll have Michael Levy, CEO of Crow Holdings, as well as Joel Satori, award-winning photographer from National Geographic. And then we'll have people like on Friday, where we'll have Kirk Johnson, the Executive Sands Director for the Smithsonian Natural History Museum, as well as Catherine Hayhoe, who's a climatologist, just featured in Oprah magazine. And then Emma Carusco, who's the chief strategist and chief marketing officer for National Geographic.
This blows me away. So is all this on your website, EarthX.org?
It's all on the the website, EarthX.org. And then you can see all our different conferences that we have going on there about energy, military strategy in terms of the environment, our city programs that talk about city resilience in terms of how they're dealing with the impacts of the changes that we're seeing and experiencing. We have eCapital Summit that basically is matching innovators and clean technology companies that are looking for funding and a start to get going, and matching them up with family offices and venture capital companies. It's a fascinating different program that we can put together here.
My sense is this is not the kind of thing where, it gets to be the 1st of March and somebody says, oh my gosh, we got this Earth thing coming up, and you kind of throw things together. This is full-time job.
It's a full-time job. We have a full-time team that works year-round on this, pulling this all together, interfacing with all the different exhibitors and sponsors and speakers and curating all of this together. I mean, it may look like it's at Fair Park and, all in different buildings, but, I mean, this takes a lot of effort behind it to make it all happen.
It's always a lot of fun, and I think you're going to be blessed with great weather this weekend.
So. Well, I sure hope so,
We'll see. Well, it may be a bad week, but a good weekend. Tony Keynes, the brand new CEO of EarthX. Best of luck out there.
Thank you very much, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.